Okay, gentlemen, we continue in the Rambam. We're in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim, Halacha Tes. We said this chapter is dealing with leftover money. Remember, as opposed to the regular Korban Chatas that we can't bring anymore, and we kill the Korban Chatas, or we have to get rid of the money. Different situations over here. And we discussed the last halacha, if you separated money for a minchas chote, the sliding korban, etc. Now you didn't have to bring the korban, you brought the money. So the other things are for a minchas nedava, etc., etc. So we're continuing with this idea in halacha tes. Okay, not a very hard halacha, you just got to keep the ideas in mind over here. So let's say you have mosar kine zovim. Let's say you have extra money. Kine zovim means birds of zovim. Usually when it means birds, it means the two birds, usually two birds, and one is a chatas and one is an ola.
Right.
That's generally the story. So a pair of birds, and you got extra money from that. And we're going to go through a number of cases over here. So it's the birds you bring for a person who was a zov, or kine zovel, so the extra money from the two birds from a female zova, or kine yoldos, or the birds you bring for a woman who gives birth, or the birds that are chatos v'ashamas for left over from a chatos and an asham, mosrehem, the extra money, right, yiplu l'nedava, they fall to nedava for a nidvas tzibor, they're congregational offerings. I guess the regular chatos and the regular asham, those aren't birds. I don't think so. So the extra falls as a congregational nedava, and the difference is who pays for the nesachim. So it's a congregational one, then the Beis HaMikdash pays for the nesachim, because it's not yours. The yikruvu olos, and what do you do with it? You bring olos with that. Kamosh Nisbar, as has been explained many times in this parak. Now, Mosar Ola, on the other hand, if you have extra money from an Ola, you separated money for an Ola of a Nedava, and you brought an animal, and now there's money left over, you're going to buy another Ola with that, and that becomes a Nedava of a Yochid. It's Mosar Ola Ola, and that is difference to the Chatas and Asham, where it becomes a Minchas Tzibor. This is a Minchas Yochid, and who has to pay for the Nesachim?
He does.
The owner pays for the Nesachim. Mosar Shlomim, what if you have extra money from a Shlomim?
Shlomim,
you pay for Shlomim. Mosar Mincha, extra money from a Mincha, Mosar Pesach, can't bring another Korban Pesach.
No.
So we do Shlomim. You bring Shlomim, because that's basically what it is. Mosar Nazirim. Here is, let's say there was a number of Nazirim. Okay, let's say five Nazirim. And you had to buy, you set aside money for the five of them. And
each person
now
sets
you got extra money. Okay? And after they all bought, there's still some extra money left over. So what do you do with a Nazirim? You lift any more money left over for other Nazirim that would need a Korban for a Nazir. But what if it's only one guy? What if it's Mosar Nazir? What if one guy, one Nazir, he sets aside money, but you have extra money after that? La'oso Nazir. It's for that Nazir. Now, you can't bring another one, but it has to rather bring. So it doesn't mean Mosar Nazir, La'oso Nazir. It means La'oso Nazir, he brings an Adava, because he only brings one Nazir Korban.
That's it.
If it's a number of people, we can have the extra for another guy who's a Nazir. But if it's here, one guy, he's not going to be a Nazir right away. So it means La'oso Nazir, it means he brings an Adava Ola for that. But Bamed Marmorim, when do we say all this Shemoser Chathas? When do we say that the extra money for a Chathas goes for an Adava? That's only B'Chathas Kavua, the straight away Chathas. The Chathas that's not a fluctuating one, rich, poor, everyone brings the Korban Chathas that way. That's when the extra money goes for an Adava. But as was said earlier, Aval Mishu Chayv a Korban Ola V'Yored, what if someone was Chayv the fluctuating Korban? That's why it's the rich guy, he was first rich, he was bringing a Behema. Shehifris Mos L'Chatas Behema, he first separates money to buy a Chatzah for Behema, but then before he bought the animal, Veheni, then he became poor. Okay, and now what does he bring? He brings something else instead, and now it's going to be leftover money. So maybe Tachteyem, Of umachalan. So with the money, he buys a bird, and then he redeems all the leftover money, okay, and that goes for chulin. Or al ha'of, he does it for the money, for the bird, he takes some money for the bird, but he may benefit, the rest is considered chulin. Or let's say he's separating money for a bird, and he became even poorer, maybe tachtehem, Asiri sa'efa, you bring with the money a tenth of an efa flour, then you can, redeem the money, the leftover money, you may benefit from that, because that's how the fluctuating korban is different.
Didn't we say that you bring the flour, and even if it's too much, you have to give it all?
That's for a flour korban, but not for the fluctuating one.
Two days.
That's ago? if he didn't become poor, so then he the rest becomes
remember,
a mincha.
He's coming from a bird offering and he's buying a mincha offering, so you can't buy all that much flour because that's way less.
But if
so
you have extra, value. If you had extra within the same thing, that
if
goes for an adobo. But this is a different thing
if
now.
If you were buying flour, and
okay,
you got to buy it all.
Okay, next yud, hifrish behema. Okay, let's say he separates, an interesting case, this is the same thing with this fluctuating korban. He separates a behema, and then he becomes poor. But there's a new wrinkle. V'nafal b'mum. Now it develops a blemish on top of it. So now, timocher, you sell it. V'yavi b'dameha of. Then you sell it, and with that, you use the money to buy a bird.
How about the rest over?
Aval, it doesn't tell us. Avalim hifrish of. But what if he separated a bird and then he became poor? V'nifsal. And now it gets a blemish. And now an oath cannot be redeemed.
Right.
That's difference.
It.
An animal or money can be redeemed.
But
this cannot be redeemed. Then lo yavi bedamis asir. If he can't use the money to sell it and to bring flour, she'ain lo of pinyon. There's no redemption for a bird. Okay, so, but the cases we had before is when he went down in value, when he became poorer, but he didn't get a mum. So then that was just generally extra money. But here it developed a mum, so you can't separate it, you can't exchange it from that.
That's for a bird, but for an animal, we said you could.
You could, and money you can. Okay, Yud Aleph. Now, the next three halachos go together. Kol chayavei kinim. Anytime there's an obligation to bring a pair of birds. Again, one is a chattas and one is an ola. Now remember, we have special laws, different laws with a chattas and with an ola. Okay, Shabbat Torah, shehifrishu mos lekinim. Okay, you've separated money for the two birds. Okay, but you didn't say which money is going for which bird. I say, I want two birds, and here's whatever. $50, I don't know what they cost, $20 for the two birds. Now, what does he do? Ratzalahavi. Now, all he said was, he separated money. He didn't buy any birds yet. He says, this is my money for the birds. There's a unique halacha with the birds. We don't have to hold you exactly what you say until a demonstrative action has taken place. That's the chiddush with the two birds. So what if he wants, you know what? I want to have a really nice bird. I don't want to buy a cheap bird. I want to get an expensive bird. And I want to use all the money for one of the two birds. Let's say, you know what? All that money, I want to buy just one bird that's a chattas. With that, Yavi, he can bring it, he can do it, but he would have to then spend some more money
to buy another bird
to get an ola. Rots love an ola sa'of levada. What if I spend all the money and just to buy a bird for an ola?
Sure.
He could do that, but then you have to spend extra money to bring a chattas.
That's still a chiddush because you allocate it for two different kinds and you're using it all just for one.
Well, that's the point that I was going to say. It doesn't get set until some demonstrative action, such as actually buying them.
Because it's a bird.
Right. That's a chiddush with the two birds. Afilu Omer, even if he says, Eilu demei chatosi. Even if he says, this is the money for my chattas, and this is the money for my ola, but he didn't buy anything yet.
But he made a
statement. Still, doesn't matter. Yeshul Arev Amos. You can mix up the money. You could use it all for a chatos and ola, or whatever you want. Olikach b'chol chatos or ola, or buy from all of the chatos or ola, whatever you want. He could say the money that was says for the chatos can be for the old one, for the ola, for the chatos. You know whatever you want. Here's the rule.
Here it is.
She'ein akinim mispartios, because the pair of birds they don't get, as it were, set. And say, this one has to be the Ola. This one has to be the Chatas. Okay? It doesn't matter. Even if you say this one's for this, it doesn't set it. Ella, the actual Lekichas HaBa'olim. Only when he actually purchases it. He has to say, here, this is $10, and this I'm buying this bird for the Chatas. And now I bought it for the Chatas. And then he takes the next, and I bought this one for the Ola. That's what sets it. Or even if he didn't bother, Obasias a coin, or if the Kohen, he could take either one for a chatas or ola. Let's say even when the owner bought it, he says, I just buy two of them, and I didn't designate which one's which. It's still nothing. Then the Kohen can designate it. So it's either got to be the owner actually buys it and says, I'm spending the $10 for this bird, which is a chatas. And this bird's all. Then it's set. Or even if he didn't set anything, the Kohen can set it. But if all he says is, I'm taking $10 for an oath, for a chata, so $10 for an ola, it doesn't mean anything. He didn't say which dollars for which bird. So that doesn't get
if
set.
If it had been for a cow, it would have been fixed.
Yes.
That's different.
Yod Beis, Lefika, therefore, since it's not fixed, right? So what if, im hifrish mos lekinim stam, let's say he says, okay, here's $20. For the birds, for Mason, he dies.
No.
Now remember, if you bought a korban chatas and you die, what happens to the korban chatas?
It
has to die. You kill it, right?
No, you don't. You let it die. Yeah.
But it's got to die. So you can't do anything with it because you can't bring it to. So now, wait a minute. There's one chatas in the air, so to speak. Wasn't yet designated. So what's going to happen with all that money?
Cool.
All that money will be gone for a gift offering. We don't treat it like a korban chatas and throw it into the Yam HaMelech as before. Share a cool and ruin level because they all could have been Ola. Because once I said $20, if when he was alive, he could have said, I want all $20 to go to the Ola. So since it's not clear, we just can't throw the money away. But by animals, Yudimel, the halacha is different.
Yes.
Let's say it was a chayev chatas and to bring an animal for a chayev chatas. And remember, it's then he says also, Harei ola. I want to, he's chayev to bring a korba chatas. He hasn't bought anything yet. He did a sin. They said, listen, friend, you got to bring a korba chatas. Okay, fine. I owe a korba chatas. The next thing he does is, I decide something else. I'd like to give an ola. Okay, it's not any conflict. You can do both. So now he has two obligations. He has, by law of his avera, to bring a korban chatas, and by his philanthropic spirit, he has to bring a korban ola. Okay, he's down for two korbanos. Now what happens? Now he separates money. Va'amar, and he says the following. He separates, whatever, $100, and says, Elu l'chavasi, this money is for my obligation. Yeah, well, which obligation? He didn't say. Chatas or Ola. He didn't say. He's got an obligation for a Chatas. He's got an obligation for an Ola. So guess what? If he wants to buy a Chatas, he can buy a Chatas. He wants to buy an Ola, he wants to buy an Ola, he can. Because since nothing was determined at all, because he has two obligations, he says, this money's for my obligation. It's totally unclear. Right? So he is the one who can decide what he meant.
Yeah.
Since it's so unclear, he can decide. It's juxtaposed to the next thing, though. What if Mace? What if he dies? He leaves the money.
Yeah.
Then, we got to toss it into the Yam HaMelech.
You have to.
So why doesn't it go for an Anova? Because the situations are not the same. Because here, he meant either a chatas or an ola, and since it's a suffix, we have to be stringent, because we don't know what it should go for. If he will tell us what he meant, then he can tell us what he meant, then it's not a suffix anymore. He can say, well, this is what I meant. But if he's not around and tell us what it meant, then it's a suffix if the money goes to Yam HaMelech. We have to be machmir, and therefore all the money goes to the Yam HaMelech. Okay, moving on. Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter.
Ooh.
Now, a whole different ball of wax. We're going to talk about mixtures of animals and money. So let's say, for example, the first case is going to be, remember these types of kor machatas, that you lost the kor machatas, you brought another one, and now you found it back, and what is that? You got to kill it, right? So let's say that kor machatas now gets mixed up with a bunch of other animals.
Oh, that's a bad situation.
Now, that animal, the one, and we don't know which one's which, now that one is supposed to get killed. That's what he says. Halacha Moshe Yusin, it's got to get killed. And now it got mixed up with 10,000 other animals. So let's take a look. Kol hazvachim, any animals that are already designated as korbanos. So let's see, you got 10,000 animals that have been designated already as korbanos. Shinis arev bahem achas mechatos hamesos o shor hanisko. If either a korbanchatos that has to be killed for whatever one of the four reasons we explained, let's say you bought a different one instead of it or whatever, or let's say it was a bull that killed somebody.
Oh.
It's a bull that killed someone. That's a pas going to get killed.
Yeah.
But before he killed it, it ran into the 10,000 korbanos. Afilu echad biribu. If one mixes into 10,000, because 10,000 is like the highest number we use where there can be certain aspects of beetle. Kulam yamusu. You kill them all.
This could be expensive.
I never heard of that.
Why?
No, they
chayim chashuvim. Remember, there's a certain things are never bottle, and one is a living animal, living being is considered chashuv and is not bottle. Now remember, biblically it is bottle.
Yeah.
But rabbinically we say not.
That's a tough thing.
And none of them are bottle. That this one's not bottle. So you gotta kill them all. But that's only rabbinically. So what if somebody says, man, I ain't going to do that. I'm just going to bring this animal as a korban chatos anyway. Vim he kriv, what if a guy did it?
What? He did what?
He took one of the animals, and he didn't want to let it get killed. Let's say I gave one of these animals, for, let's say 10,000 animals, and I made them all for korban oila. And the guy says, well, I don't care. I'm bringing an oila. You know, this is a big financial loss. If we're going to kill them all,
they
have to make up 10,000 animals.
Well, you can't make that up.
Well, you've got to bring another 10,000 animals.
Yeah, you try to do that.
You already owe the animal. You already designated, right? Guys, I don't care. I'm bringing it anyway. If he brings it, Hurtzog, it will be accepted. Why? Because we had already had a rule. She'aim balechaim nivchim.
Yeah.
We don't push off balechaim. Because remember, it's only rabbinically prohibited. Rabbinically prohibited.
Not
and biblically.
Biblically,
we say it's okay. We already learned the rule before. That if there's a time when it couldn't be brought, but it really essentially could be brought, it doesn't get pushed off. So that's the lechachil, they all get killed, but the evid not.
So do you think it's really happened that Rabbi was like, well, I can't tell you what to do, but...
I don't know.
Something about his tick.
Okay, yeah. So this is the one that the animal's supposed to get killed gets mixed up. Now let's pick a different scenario. Base. Nisari v'ham echad meisur yizbech. Now we're not talking about an animal that has to get killed, but it's an animal that cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, such for example, let's say a bull killed a person, right, or was had bestiality with another
right
person.
That's a,
with
that's
one
good
witness.
Not
okay, where
good
the law is they don't get killed, right? Or let's say a baby became a trefa, so the animal cannot be brought to the Mizbeach as a korban, but you don't have to kill it. Okay. So now what do we do? Well, what would we do with those animals, though? Those animals can be redeemed.
Yeah.
Let it develop a mum, and then we redeem it. So let's say one of those got mixed up in 10,000. What do we do then?
Leave the 10,000, go out to the pasture.
Yeah, so we would pasture them all and redeem them all.
That's a lot of grass.
Okay, but at least you're not out the money. You're not out the money. It's going to be a delay.
Yeah,
yes, they're pasteurized.
That's what they're.
So that's the halacha. Yiru kulam, let them all graze. Achibul v'hemum, until they develop a blemish. Yimrach and sell them. But remember, there was one that he really planned on bringing, right? That one, the isure mizbeach, that was the clear one that he knew he was bringing, and that had to be redeemed. So now you're going to redeem all these animals, and you're going to fetch different prices. Well, of the 10,000 animals, one will go for the highest price. So what do? V'yaviu b'dmei ha'yofer shebehem yosa min shel kashin barf. You take the most expensive one and say, well, that one's going to have to be for the one that I initially was going to bring because I have to cover that one. And therefore, he's a little bit out of pocket because he couldn't get away with the little one. The other ones are getting redeemed. He keeps the money.
How does he know, though? Because he's not going to sell them all at once. And they're not going to all develop a blemish.
That's a good technical question. So
because it could be the last guy is sold for
the
most.
You have to wait till they all get sold.
It could be 2 years.
Maybe.
5 years. You never know.
Maybe. Okay. But he has to do the biggest amount of money. Okay, so this is all where an animal's mixed up with other kutchim. Now we're going to take a third case, Gimel. Nis'arvu kutchim b'chulim t'mimim. Let's say some kutchim got mixed up with chulin. Regular kutchim got mixed up with non-kutchim animals.
Yeah, chulin.
So what are you going to do? Well, there's definitely an animal that's going to be brought into the mizbeach.
Definitely.
It's not butl, so to speak. So what do? Well, same idea. Yimachru hachulin shebetarovos litzorche oso hamin. You can sell them, but wait a minute. One of these animals has to be brought as a korban.
Well, it is.
But I don't know which one it is. So what do you have to do? Yeah, you can sell all 10,000 animals. Okay. You can get the money, and then you sell it. Let's say I was going to bring a shlomim. So I was going to bring a shlomim. And my shlomim got mixed up in 10,000 other animals. So what do we know? Well, one of them has to be a shlomim, but I don't know which one it is. I just can't pick one. So you can sell all of them to people who need to bring shlomim. So that way, all the animals that are brought are going to be shlomim. But there's one that you have to bring, because you still have to bring a shlomim. Now the question is, now they all fetch different prices. So the same thing, you have to take the most expensive one and pay the most money because yours could have been the most expensive one. And you're the one who had the initial obligations. The other guys can just give any shlomim they want because they never made an initial offering. But you did, and yours might have been the most expensive. V'yikruvukom, they're all brought. Okay, so let's have an example. Well, we're not talking about 10,000. We're taking a little more modest. Arba behema shlomim. Let's say the guy had four animals that were designated shlomim. She's arba barba behema chulin to me. They got mixed up with four other animals that are chulin that didn't have blemishes. Okay, so what am I going to do? So yamachar arba shlomim. You sell the four of chulin, and you tell the buyer that I'm selling you their chulin, and that's what you do. L'mishu tzarek lovi shlom, someone needs to bring a shlomim. V'yigra shlomim, they bring a shlomim. So you look for four guys who need to buy a shlomim. So four you got to keep anyway, right? Four you got to bring as a shlomim. Four you got to sell. Sell to people who are going to bring a shlomim. Right. So even if the ones they get were yours, they're still going as a shlomim.
Right.
But you still have to give shlomim. V'chein ba'ola, same thing if let's say you mixed four olos with four non-olos. Oba asher and asher. V'hadomim, and now the money. What about the money you get now? Right? You sold those four animals, your animals, you sold, you got money. Right. You could keep it. V'hadomim chulim l'chol dover. That money that you get is completely chulin. Shrei t'mei chulin. It came from chulin. The animals were chulin. So why should you lose that money? So you didn't lose anything. Again, you had four animals you separated, they were shlomim. And it got mixed up into the corral with four animals that you didn't give at all. So what do you got to do? Well, all eight are going to have to end up being shlomim, but why? You don't have to lose all the money. Four, you're going to have to bring a shlomim anyway. Sell four to other people who have to bring a shlomim, and you're entitled to keep the money. And now the other four, so you bring four a shlomim, and they bring four a shlomim, and everything is fine and dandy. Everybody's fine.
Did anyone say that when you get money, that money has partial kedusha to it? You have to
no, because it was chulin. Four of them were chulin. But those animals are going for kutch, so you're okay. All right, we'll stop it over here.
When you said earlier about a full animal has, is that the same principle as the bugs?
Yeah.
Exactly. Same principle.
It's a baria.
Exactly. Same principle.
Okie dokie.
Rabbi, do you have the handout?